Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. This week, they've got the San Francisco 49ers at home, so hear what Paul has to say about that in 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
That's one down, one to go in the Patriots' late-season two-game test. It's time to take on San Francisco Sunday night and go for the sweep. Much like the case was last week against Houston, I think it's all going to start with stopping the run. But it's a little bit different this week against the Niners than it was against the Texans. San Francisco will run Frank Gore like Arian Foster did last week between the tackles, but I think Colin Kaepernick provides a little bit of a different test, a little like Tim Tebow last year in Denver. He's going to run those zone reads. He's going to try to get to the edges. This is where I think it's key. It's going to be Rob Ninkovich. It's going to be Chandler Jones. It's going to be Trevor Scott. They have to make sure they keep Kaepernick inside. They cannot lose containment. Kaepernick is capable of big plays. He's got 250-yard runs already in his short time as the 49ers starting quarterback. This is going to be a test for those guys. Let Vince Wilfork and company handle anything inside. Make sure you maintain your containment. On offense, there's going to be some more similarities to last week, and I think, again, it's going to start with pass protection. This is an even bigger test. J.J. Watt was outstanding last week against Houston, but really, he was the only guy that provided really any kind of pressure. San Francisco has a lot of guys. It starts with Aldon Smith, but Justin Smith is just as dangerous. These guys can get after the passer. There's a lot of physicality and speed, athleticism up front. The Patriots' offensive line had some shaky moments last week. If they keep Tom Brady clean, they stand a good chance to win the game, but that's a big if. My final point in this game is going to be more of an overall mindset than anything really that happens X's and O's wise. This is going to be a game the Patriots are going to need to buckle the chin straps and be prepared to play the most physical game they've played all year. San Francisco flat out gets after you on both sides of the ball. They're going to run the football and they're not going to make any secret about that, but more so on defense, they get after you. The linebackers and the safeties in this game are as fast and physical as any the Patriots have seen. Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, Deshaun Golson, and Dante Whitner. These four guys will just fly to the football and they will hit you. The Patriots are going to have to hold on to the ball. They have to have ball security is a big issue here. They had a couple of fumbles last week that weren't costly. They need to protect the football because San Francisco will go after you. Again, you have to match the physical play. All right, we're working our way to the end here in prediction time, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've learned my lesson. I know you guys remember, and I have the emails to prove it. I picked Houston last week to pull the upset, and I didn't come close to getting that one right. This is going to be a little bit of a different test, though, and I think a short week, I thought the Patriots really got sky high emotionally to play Houston. It's going to be hard to ramp it back up and play against another very, very physical, tough team here in Foxborough, but I think the Patriots are going to do it because I like the way the Patriots are playing right now. I see that look. It's a Super Bowl look. I've seen it in the past. I see it right now. I don't know what's going to happen in January, but right now, I like the Patriots to find a way, any way, to get by. I don't think it'll be easy. I think they need to protect Tom Brady, as I said. I think they put just enough points on the board that San Francisco can't keep up, and they come away with a 27-20 victory. Patriots got another chance to make a statement, and then it's on to Jacksonville.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.